Good evening, my sisters. God bless each and every one of you. I ask that you will please bow your heads with me as we go to God in prayer. Our most gracious and loving, all-wise Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, on this evening to thank you for this day, for waking us up to see another day that was not promised to us. But out of your love, grace, and mercy, you made it possible, as you do with all the days with our lives. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Jesus. You gave your only begotten Son, who suffered, bled, and died on the cruel cross of Calvary, so that we may have life eternal if we are obedient to your holy and blessed commands. Father, I ask, please, that you forgive me of any sins that I have committed since the last time I approached your throne. I repent of my sins, Father, and pray that I grow stronger in your word to do the things that you would have me to do, to show myself to be a light in this dark world. Heavenly Father, I pray for all the brothers and sisters in Christ located all around the world. Please be with them, strengthen them, and I pray that we all speak and preach the same thing, and that is what is written in your holy and divine word. Heavenly Father, please be with us on this night. Bless all the sisters that have donated their time to make this program possible, Lord, that we may come to the sisters with a word of encouragement and knowledge. And our lesson tonight will be done by our darling Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, one of the LPW administrators. Father, be with her and help her to recall everything that she has studied to bring to us on this night. Be with her family. Bless them all with the things that you see that they stand in need of. And I pray for all that are on the line tonight. Bless each one of them and give them the things that they need, Lord. I pray for all of the sick all around the world, especially those in the household of faith. Be with the bereaved. Give them the strength that they need as they grieve the loss of their loved ones. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all that you do for Lady Prayer Warriors. Continue to bless Lady Prayer Warriors in each endeavor that they try to do, Lord, to show that they are Christians, Lord, and to uplift your word, not to take credit for ourselves, but to show the power that you have, that only you have, Lord. We thank you so much that you call us your children, and we're so glad to be able to call you our Father. Dear Lord, I pray for the program on tonight. Please be with us. Bless each one that's on the call. Bless them with all the things that you see that they stand in need of. Thank you forever and ever, Lord, of all of the blessings that you have so richly showered upon us, Lord. And I offer this prayer and ask it all in the name of your darling Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah Green, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading from our dear sister, Diane DeGraffenried.
Good evening, sisters. Scripture reading is coming from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42, English Standard Version. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." and going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came to the third time and said to them, Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. May the Lord add a blessing to all the readers, hearers, and doers of all of his holy and divine words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Diane, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. Now at this time, we're going to have a song by our songbird, our dear sister Cynthia Watson.
Bind us together with the bond of unity. For your word says we are sisters. Let us be one, Lord, even as you and your Father are one. So the world can feel inside us. Make us one. Heart, make us one. Mind, make us one. And let your will be done. Make us one. Faith to proclaim your name. Make us one. Make us one. Let's be united. Be stronger through your eyes. May we forgive our sisters. We see you risen, no longer on that old rugged cross. Lord, may your glory be and make us one. Heart, make us one. Mind, make us one. Let your will be done. Make us one. Live to proclaim your name. Make us one. 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 And let your vision take
away.
You put two scoops, right? Your name is the one. Make us one.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Cynthia. What a beautiful song. Make us one. Make us one. Beautiful, beautiful. Now at this time, we're going to have the introduction of our speaker of the hour, and that's going to be done by our dear sister, Lisa McIntyre.
Thank you, Sister Katrina, and good evening, sisters. It is my pleasure to introduce our speaker for tonight. Our speaker for tonight is Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. She is one of our administrators for the Lady Prayer Warriors. She is no stranger to our Friday night Bible series, having spoken on several topics. Sister Jenkins is a retired educator. She taught in the Georgia Public Schools for over 33 years. She's a dedicated member of the Renaissance Church of Christ in Atlanta, Georgia, where she serves on the Garden Ministry working with the new converts. She sings with the Golden Voices of Renaissance and has been with the course for more than 35 years. She is married to Brother Donnie Jenkins for over 49 years. She has two adult children, a daughter, Callie, and a son, Calvin. She has two grandchildren, a grandson, Amir, and a granddaughter, Riot. Sister Jenkins' first favorite scripture is Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Sisters, I introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the evening, Sister Dorothy Ralph Jenkins.
Sisters, will you strive through prayer without ceasing? Will you show love for one another? Will you encourage and strengthen each sister in her walk with God? Will you share the gospel with others and rejoice in the manifestation of the power of prayer? Good evening, sisters. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm delighted to have this opportunity once again to present a lesson from God's holy and divine word. I'm appreciative to our administration for giving me the opportunity to participate as a speaker and to kick off our November Friday night Bible series, in which we have entitled All on One Accord. I would be remiss if I didn't say thanks to all of our program participants, our most gracious host, Sister Katrina Stafford, Sister Deborah Green for our opening prayer, Sister Diane DeGraffery for the scripture reading, Sister Cynthia Watson for that beautiful song praise, Sister Lisa McIntyre for the wonderful, wonderful introduction. And we want to thank Sister Elizabeth Francis in advance, who will do our closing prayer. Sisters, if you have your copy of God's Word, I invite you to please come with me to the book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. I will be reading from the English Standard Version to lay the foundation for our lesson. Again, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. And the scripture reads, "And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I pray.' And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, 'My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch.' And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, 'Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will.' And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, 'Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.' And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is not enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.' Thus goes the reading of God's holy and divine word. All on one accord. All on one accord. Sisters, what a unique theme for the month of November as we prepare our hearts for our upcoming 100 days of prayer. All on one accord is to be in agreement unanimously, without exception, by common consent. It is to be united. It's a togetherness, or at the same time. And last but not least, it's a bold, courageous commitment. Someone may be asking, to whom will this apply? I'm so thankful that we have asked. Lean in a little closer and let me share something. Sisters, in approximately 57 more days, we will embark upon one of the most powerful events known to the Lady Prayer Warriors COC, the 100 Days of Prayer. This event will change our lives. Our spiritual life will grow. We will learn the power of prayer. We will be responsible for others. We will deny self, and we will have a disciplined prayer life that will never cease. All on One Accord is not just a unique theme. It is indeed a most powerful one. The 100 Days of Prayer will allow us to practice the oneness, thus being all on one accord. We will exercise our spirit in oneness. This spirit of oneness will spread into our very soul and bring all who participate in the 100 Days of Prayer for the practice of one accord. Sisters, do you not know that we already have the oneness of the body of Christ? That is the oneness that God is in us and we are in him. We are one with him and one with another. When we operate out of a spirit of division, God will not move freely among us if we are not on one accord. To address our theme, all on one accord, I would like to speak to you from the topic, Are You Asleep? But before we get into our lesson, I would like to share a little background information on our text. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42, to lay the foundation for our lesson. The book of Mark is referred to as one of the synoptic gospels. Mark gives narrative that recounts the life and death of Jesus Christ. It was written during the decade preceding the destruction of Jerusalem. In our text, Jesus has 12 disciples, but out of the 12, he has an inner circle, those who are closely associated with him, those he expects to be more supported, especially when he is being faced with the burden of dying for all of humanity. In our text, we see Jesus going to a familiar place, and Mark lays out the setting, its environment, and the sequential of events of Jesus and his disciples. Mark chapter 14, verse 32 through 34, and verse number 37. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, Sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch. Now let's drop down to verse number 37. And he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Sisters, verse number 37 is where I want to land and focus our lesson on tonight. And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Sisters, as I began to contemplate the message that I wanted to present to us from God's word and all of what this could mean, I began to pray and to meditate on what our Heavenly Father would want me to say to a world that is so desperately in need of prayer. Now, sisters, we can all agree that we are definitely living in tough times. We are living in a culture where life pushes us in all kinds of directions. It draws us and stretches us emotionally, taxes us physically, and we need that space and time, a quiet place to get away to pray and be rejuvenated. We need to be in the company of those who will help to rejuvenate us, those who will hold us accountable, and those who will help us to be all on one accord. Just think how astounding and amazing it is, sisters, that God invites us into communion with him in prayer. How he cares about humanity to give us this privilege. We know this is true. We also know the importance of going humbly before the Father to ask in his Son Jesus' name, because the scriptures record his thoughts, words, desires, and purposes. As we begin to unfold our lesson on tonight, I want us to look closely at our text, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42, and draw from it Jesus' perfect example of humility. Sisters, we see that the Garden of Gethsemane was often the place Jesus met with his disciples. It was the place where Jesus prayed prior to his crucifixion and death. The garden is where Jesus invites his closest of friends, his disciples, to join him to sit while he prays. Sisters, it was in this Garden of Gethsemane that Jesus recognizes that he must win the victory in prayer with his Father. And the Garden of Gethsemane is where Jesus ends one part of his ministry and begins another. Are you asleep? In our lesson, we want to explore key elements, strategies, and practices from Scripture to help us answer this leading provocative question. Are you asleep? The lesson, Are You Asleep?, will highlight the importance of having an inner circle, that smaller group within a larger group that we can look to for encouragement by encouraging each other. It is within our inner circle that we will hold each other accountable and work together cohesively. As a member of our inner circle, we will check on each other, because if anyone falls asleep, it will not only affect our inner circle, but the whole body of sisters striving and participating in the 100 days of prayer. One component of the 100 days of prayer is the prayer leg. And our goal for this lesson will be to seek to bring this important and critical aspect of the 100 days of prayer into focus to assure a successful prayer journey. Sisters, prayer is the channel by which we grow through the adversities in life. And it is through our obedience that we learn the power of prayer. If Jesus could manage to remain strong in such trials and continue to call God Abba, despite what is to come, then we as lady prayer warriors within a small group we call a prayer leg must remain strong. The question is, will we fall asleep? Will our sisters come calling on us and they cannot get a response from us? Now let's look closely at our scriptural text to observe Jesus' experience in the garden and to see the disconnect of his disciples. Why were they asleep when Jesus had commanded them, sit here while I pray? In presenting this lesson, Are You Asleep?, I invite our attention to the book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 through 42, as we explore our text and hinge our lesson on the following four main focal points. Focal point number one, the privilege of being called upon to watch with Jesus. Focal point number two, sleep, the weakness that hinders us from obeying Jesus' command to watch. Focal point number three, the danger of failure to watch as we should. And focal point number four, the question, are you asleep? The inner circle, our prayer leg. Now let's begin our lesson. Sisters, will you strive through prayer without ceasing? Focal point number one, the privilege of being called upon to watch with Jesus. Verse number 34, and he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Sit here and watch. Sisters, why is watching with Jesus a privilege for the disciples? It is a privilege and honor because, number one, Jesus gives this right or benefit to only his disciples. And number two, there's a purpose in everything Jesus asked them to do. Jesus knows that their watching can't prevent the crucifixion or even Peter's denial in verse 30. He wants them to be aware that they will soon be greatly tempted to sin, verse number 38. So as Jesus prepares to have his relationship with God, the Father's servant, he wanted his three closest friends to have enough strength to endure doing their own sakes of weakness and to meet again after the resurrection in verse number 28. Likewise, sisters, During the 100 days of prayer, we are being asked to watch because Satan is at his business when we commit to praying for 100 days of prayer. He will come after us with every imaginable excuse. We can muffle up my job, my children, my neighbors, my sickness, death in my family, or facing our own death. Just not enough time in the day. Well, let's consider who gives, who provides, or who makes it possible to have the things we think we are protecting. Sisters, while we are so busy coming up with excuses, God says to us, as he did to Satan concerning Job, have you considered my servant Job, or have you considered my daughters participating in the 100 days of prayer? God allowed Satan to attack Job. Satan was allowed to take everything Job had, but God would not allow him to take Job's life. Sisters, what are we saying here? We're saying, God give us our job, our children, our neighbors. He allows death to come into our family. He will be with us in our own death. God gives each and every one of us the time we have. It's not ours anyway. I'll stop by to just remind us that we have no excuse when Jesus asks us to watch and pray so that we do not enter into temptation. Now, sisters, I just thought I'd drop this while passing by. But anyway, let's go back to our text. Jesus wanted Peter and James and John prayer support, and they couldn't do it. He needed them to stay awake and be with him, but his friends fell asleep. They were dead to the world. Likewise, my sisters, God wants us awake and alert, not only to serve him, but for him to equip us to serve others during the 100 days of prayer. Sisters, spiritual maintenance is also important in our spiritual lives. We must take the time each day to read the Bible, to pray, and to listen to God. These three key elements will keep us from falling asleep. Are you asleep? Verse number 34, and he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. Sisters, please come with me, and I want us to imagine the extent of Jesus' agony. He was in so much agony because he knew what was about to happen to him. He was very much aware that he was about to be handed over to evil men and be crucified. Jesus was about to endure something in his human flesh that no other human being could ever endure. On that cross, Jesus will be bearing the guilt of our sins and of the whole of humanity upon him. For the first and only time in all of eternity, the sinless Son of God will become sin on our behalf. He died in our place, and the Father who could not look upon sin would have to turn away from him. Are you asleep? Sisters, will you uplift a sinful world through prayer, righteous living, submission to God, and service to all mankind? Focal point number two, sleep, the weakness that hinders us from obeying Jesus' command to watch. Verse number 37, and he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Sisters, let's pause here and define what is meant by the word sleep. First, we are going to look at the word sleep in the physical and next from a spiritual standpoint. Physical sleep is defined as a natural, easily reversible, periodic state of many living things that is marked by the absence of wakefulness. It is the loss of consciousness of one's surroundings. Physical sleep is accompanied by a typical body posture, as lying down with the eyes closed. It is the occurrence of dreaming, changes in the brain activity and physiological functioning. When we are engaged in physical sleep, our sense of judgment is gone. When we go through physical sleep, we may even fall off into a dream world. Physical sleep renders us useless when it comes to being able to watch and pray. Now let's define spiritual sleep. Experiencing a state of spiritual sleep does not allow us to see things as they really are. The word spiritual sleep, metaphorically, is spiritual dullness, sloth, or lack of watchfulness. In the book of Proverbs, laziness and sleep is used in a way to depict the irresponsible person who refuses to acknowledge the reasonable demands of human life. Throughout the New Testament, the word sleep is used to describe a spiritual heaviness that must be shaken off in order to remain in this evil time. Someone may be asking, how is sleep a weakness that hinders us from being obedient to Jesus' command, watch and pray? Sisters, it is a weakness because sleep is the absence of alertness. Being alert is essential to learning and performance. During the 100 days of prayer, there is the expectation of sustained appropriate level of alertness, characterized by our being vigilant or fully engaged. Those sisters who effectively control their alertness will be able to concentrate without becoming physically, mentally, or spiritually fatigued, especially for the extended time of 100 days. Sisters, will you show love for one another? Now let's pause and consider a strategy that will help us to be all on one accord, while at the same time will help us all to develop the strength we need to prevent us from falling asleep on our prayer leg. That strategy is none other than keeping the lines of communication open with our prayer leg. Let's consider four ways in which this can be accomplished. And sisters, we must be willing to apply this to our daily lives, but especially for our 100 days of prayer. Sisters, when keeping the lines of communication open, we will, number one, give immediate feedback. We will contact our prayer leg by phone calls, texts, emails, and inbox. Being all on one accord means we will contact everyone as often as we can. Number two, we must not be on the attack. When we get defensive, we make it that much harder for our prayer leg to hear what we are saying, and also make it hard to really listen to what they have to say. Sisters, our goal is to be good listeners and always allow communication so we can be supportive. Number three, be specific to ensure for clarity. We shouldn't want to make it difficult for our sisters to understand what we are saying than what is absolutely necessary. Please don't use big words when small ones will do. Avoid using terms and phrases that could mean different things to different people. Sisters, texting is good, but oftentimes in others, we get misunderstood because the tone and the sense of hearing is not able to penetrate the written communication. I personally prefer talking on the phone or in person, but using a combination, both the written and the verbal communication, simultaneously would be great when we are communicating with our prayer leg. And number four, keep in mind that the purpose of communication is to exchange information, and this will keep us all on one accord. Sisters, will you encourage and strengthen each sister in her walk with God? Focal point number three, the danger that comes from failure to watch as we should. Verse number 38, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sisters, when it comes to our inner circle, our prayer leg, we must keep the vision clear. Our prayer leg depends on us for encouragement. They are expecting us to be accountable to each other. When meetings are set up, our prayer leg expects us to meet. Only in extreme emergencies will our prayer leg cover us. Our prayer leg will expect us to be respectful and honest to do our part. Be assured, our prayer leg will embrace the oneness of all on one accord when we acknowledge wholeheartedly that our participation in the 100 days of prayer is a sacrifice, and it's a denial of self because all participants are working together. Every year, when it comes to the prayer leg component, we are discovering that we have some sleepy sisters who find themselves not working to the success of the 100 days of prayer. They have grown insensitive to the need of the prayer leg. They seek out the same sisters to be with on their prayer leg year after year, thus setting up their own agenda. Let me pause here to say that this should not be happening. This defeats the command to watch and pray, and the chance of us falling asleep and entering into temptation. It also defeats the purpose of getting to know other sisters and being able to share in their lives and ultimately being able to pray for their personal needs. Please keep in mind that no one is going to share their personal life with those who they may not have a personal relationship with. Verse number 38, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sisters, within the heart of every Christian is the potential to stray from God and to experience the spiritual disaster of temptation. This is why no one sister needs to be looking around at another sister, pointing the finger. Our own past confirms it. We just need to be thankful that there are spiritual sensors that warns us of impending temptations. Throughout Scripture, we can find the keys to the forecast of spiritual disaster, of temptation. In our text, we see firsthand the experience of Peter, and we will always remember that Peter was the one who denied Jesus three times prior to his crucifixion. If we look back at Peter's life before his denial, we will see a handful of warning signs that the danger of spiritual failure was just lurking around the corner, waiting for Peter. Peter's warning sign was his pride and his overconfidence. Pride and overconfidence are a deceptive first step toward the danger of spiritual failure. Peter's boldness was one of his main attributes, and it was also his downfall because he relied on himself and his own resolve rather than the Lord. Now let's look back at our text. Let's key in on Peter. Peter went with Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane on the eve of his crucifixion. The Lord asked Peter to remain alert and pray. But instead, Peter, along with James and John, fell asleep. The power to overcome temptation wasn't available when Peter needed it the most, simply because he failed to pray. Now let's explore some ways by which there will be the danger that comes from failure to watch as we should. Number one, there's the danger of failure if we fail to keep our prayer time. Number two, there's the danger of failure if we fail to communicate weekly to our prayer leg. And number three, there is the danger of failure if we fail to encourage the entire prayer team. Sisters, will you share the gospel with others and rejoice in the manifestation of the power of prayer? Our fourth and final focal point, are you asleep? The prayer leg. Sisters, I believe it is imperative to have an inner circle, a prayer leg, as we navigate through the 100 days of prayer journey. We should never overlook the importance of our inner circle. Remember, during these trying times, it's not us by ourselves. It's not who we know, but it's definitely who knows us. Being all on one accord is the true value of fulfillment. Having our inner circle as well as the whole team who will be there in times of crisis and will be willing to advocate for us. Sisters participating in the 100 days of prayer who isolate themselves from their prayer leg are in danger of falling asleep. Nobody can force any of us to be accountable because accountability is a trait or an attribute that comes from within. However, we can ask the question of each other, are you asleep? Jesus raised the question because he wanted to know that his beloved disciples his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, were with him, and he warned of the danger of falling asleep. Now let's observe the four red flags flying that will allow us to know that we are asleep. The first red flag that is flying, is when we only submit partially to our prayer lead. Red flag number two is flying when we lack commitment and consistency to our prayer lead. The red flag number three is flying when there is no response from us. And the fourth red flag flying is when our prayer leg has to look for us because we are nowhere to be found. Sisters, we have an ongoing problem that still exists with the prayer leg component of the 100 days of prayer, and we need to be aware of it. There is an indifference to the needs of our prayer leg. Now let's delve into how this indifference manifests itself. Sisters, sadly enough, we find this mindset among many Christian sisters to want to bail out and quit at the first sign of conflict. Many of us struggle to maintain a consistent, quiet time with the Lord, and we do not want to participate in anything that will hold us accountable. Lady Prayer Warriors COC is looking for those who have an unwavering commitment and an unwavering obedience. Just imagine, sisters, what God can do with us when we commit ourselves to Him. Let's see the disconnect of Jesus' disciples. The disciples were completely worn out with recent events and the declaration that Jesus would leave them and be taken in death. This burdened their hearts, and they escaped for only a moment, but immediately were faced with temptation because they failed to heed Jesus' command to watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. This is why Peter could not avoid temptation, and we will not be able to avoid temptation if we do not watch and pray. To recap and to return our focus back to Jesus' experience in the garden, let's observe the sequential events of Jesus and his disciples that led up to Jesus' final hour in the Garden of Gethsemane. As Jesus and his disciples enter the Garden of Gethsemane, he tells them, "Stay awake, watch." The implication is that Jesus wanted them to learn a lesson that he is about to teach. This did not happen because we know Peter and James and John didn't stay awake. They fell asleep, not because the hour was late and they were tired after a long day, nor even because of the wine they had at the supper. They fell asleep, as reported by Luke, one of the four synoptic gospels, out of sheer sorrow. And because they were asleep, they missed the lesson they were supposed to learn from watching Jesus in prayer. Sisters, what was that lesson? Jesus himself explained it 3 days later on the road to Emmaus when he spoke of his suffering and death on the cross. The Garden of Gethsemane was the intrinsic connection between suffering and the transformation and the necessity in that process of being willing to carry tension, disappointment, and unfairness without giving into despair, bitterness, and recrimination, and having the urge to give back the same. Verse number 37, "And he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, 'Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Jesus returned from his massive struggle to find his disciples sleeping. One would feel alone in his struggle, but instead we see Jesus' perfect example of humility. Sisters, we see Jesus was so self-controlled. A mere man or a woman would have exploded with disappointment and rage, but Jesus is so patient. He does not emotionally tear them down. However, we see there's a correction and there's a warning, but there's no rejection. He challenges them, 'Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Then Jesus instructs them to watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. Sisters, we need our prayer leg, our inner circle in times of crisis to advocate on our behalf. Our prayer leg can help us in our times of weakness to give up. Our prayer leg can help us channel our emotions and responses to God's word when we may be tempted to doubt that God is not there because we cannot see him being visible in times of hardship. But when we trust in what the scriptures reveal about God's character, we can endure affliction faithfully. Sisters, Jesus promised to be with us. Will we watch and pray? Will Jesus find us watching? Will we be all on one accord, or will we fall asleep? As I hasten to close my lesson, it is my sincere prayer that we will watch and pray. I'm reminded of an old Christian hymn that we would sing often in worship while I was a child growing up, and I want to close with the lyrics of this song. Will Jesus find us watching? When Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him, will he find us watching with our lamps trimmed and bright? Have we been true to the trust he left us? Do we seek to do our best? If in our hearts there is naught condemns us, we shall have a glorious rest. Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching. In his glory they shall share. If he shall come at the dawn or midnight, will he find us watching there? Verse number 37, and he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Thank you, sisters.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for that powerful packed lesson. Before we go into our encouragement in comments, we're going to have our dear sister Elizabeth Francis give us our closing prayer.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for that awesome, awesome message. Let's bow. Most Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, I just want to give you thanks for the man of God that you have sent on earth to die on our behalf. Your only son. Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you tonight. And I pray, dear Lord, that as I go further in the prayer, Lord, I pray that you will forgive me of any sin that I have committed, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord. Father, I pray, dear Lord, that you help us to be women who watch and pray, women who are willing to make sacrifice, women who are willing to allow ourselves to be used by you. And I pray, dear Lord, that as we approach the period of the 100 days of prayer and orientation, I pray, dear Lord, for every single sister on this line, those who have not signed up yet for orientation, that they'll make it their point of duty to be at orientation tomorrow so that they can be a part of this experience, Lord. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to bless and keep us, that you continue to open our hearts so that we always be watching and praying and that we'll not fall asleep. Help us to be able to be there for each other, to encourage and to strengthen each other as we go on this journey together. Father God, I just thank you so much for this opportunity where we can be able to pray for each other and to be there to encourage and to strengthen each other. Father God, I thank you so much for those powerful words that Sister Dorothy teach tonight. Father, they are so deep and cutting, Lord, and I pray, dear Lord, that you just help us, God, to take each of our points to heart and that we will be able to apply to our hearts so that we can be able to not give in to the weakness of our bodies, because, God, our minds, we are willing in our minds, but our body is weak, and I pray, dear Lord, that we'll steadfast in your words so that we can be able to get the strength that we need so that we can stay awake and not fall asleep. Father God, I pray that you be with us throughout tonight, be with the 100 days of prayer coming up, be with the turkey drive, be with everything that LPW does. I pray that everything that we do will be a sweet fragrance to you and that you, Lord, will be pleased. Father, I pray for every single admin. I pray, dear Lord, that as they present their lessons throughout the whole of this month. I pray, dear Lord, that our hearts will be prepared for this 100 days of prayer. Father, be with those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who have loved one, husband, father, cousin, brother, whoever it is in our families who are sick, whether it's surgery, COVID, or whatever situation it is, I pray, dear Lord, that you touch every single person that is sick from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, and that you'll be the doctors and the nurses that will be applying to these surgeries. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you be with each and every one of us as we go to our bed tonight. Help us to wake up with you in our hearts. Help us to be willing, God, to make that sacrifice to spend time in your words, and so that we can be able to grow more spiritually, and so that we can be able to encourage each other. Father God, I love you so much. I thank you so much, God. I pray for those who are suffering financially because of this COVID. I pray for all the students who are in school. I pray, dear Lord, for every single sister that is on this line tonight. And I pray for those who wanted to make it but could not make it on the line. I pray, dear Lord, that you prick their hearts and that they'll be here next week, Lord, to hear another powerful word from your word, another powerful message from your word. Father God, I love you so much. Thank you so much, God, for Jesus. And it's through his mighty and precious name that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now at this time, we're going to open the lines for words of encouragement and comments to our dear sister, Dorothy. And hold 1 second.